En waar nu ook Shunsuke Sato heeft plaatsgenomen. Welcome, Shunsuke. You play the Baroque violin. Of course you do when you are concertmaster at the Nederlandse Bachvereniging. But you also play the standard violin, the romantic violin. With the symphony orchestra des Bayerischen Rundfunk, the Academy of Ancient Music you've played, etc., etc. It's too much to say now. Thank you very much for the fantastic performance so far of the Four Seasons by Vivaldi and of the Double Concerto by Bach. It's, of course, music for the millions, the Four Seasons. Why is that so?
And I'm still asking myself that question because, you know, it's how many pieces can you name that were written in 1724, so 300 years ago? And we have, I believe it's more than 300 recordings out there, you know, so clearly this music is still very relevant, very gripping, very... Yeah, it still moves us deeply, of course, and that's why so many people.
Is it the fire and the fury?
You know, that too, but there's also incredible sweetness. There's an incredible beauty as well as ugliness, and it's also the I think the secret recipe to this piece is that actually there's very I mentioned a lot of text. You know that there's text written, but in terms of natural notes, you know, actually there isn't that much. It's standard in that way. Baroque music is often just a bare outline of what the music might be. And so because of the blank spaces in the music, because of the area that you can fill with your own personality, that's why I think it's so brilliant and so successful and so varied.
And so popular also with musicians.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Because you can do a lot yourself.
Absolutely.
Shunsuke Sato, over de eindeloze populariteit van Vivaldi's Vierjaargetijden. Ja, hij vraagt zich nog steeds af waarom deze muziek. Want het is toch wel ongelooflijk dat het 300 jaar geleden geschreven is. Mm-hmm. En als je ziet, meer dan 300 inspelingen al. De muziek zelf is maar heel schetsmatig bijna aangegeven. Je kan ontzettend veel invullen nog, dus veel versieringen aan toevoegen. En het is natuurlijk ook wel leuk dat het toch programmamuziek is, dat er sonetten bij gepubliceerd zijn, dat het echt ergens over gaat. Shunsuke, Vivaldi learned the violin from his father. He was a Venetian barber. He played in the orchestra of the San Marco Cathedral. Can you hear that Antonio Vivaldi played the violin?
Absolutely. Actually, I really hate to put it this way, but a lot of the difficult sounding passages in a lot of his works aren't actually that difficult. It's made to sound difficult, but not so much. For example, the use of open strings, so strings that are left without any finger on them. That creates a lot of resonance, but also you don't have all you have to do is to play it, and it creates a lot of sound. It's just
so
a lot of
the showman.
Absolutely, and I think he knew how to use the minimum. Minimum means to maximum effect. He was very good at that.
Vivaldi, de violist, die ook viool speelde en de viool leerde bespelen door zijn vader, die violist was in het orkest van de San Marco kathedraal. Zegt Shunsuke Sato, hele moeilijke passages wel heel moeilijk laten klinken. Maar als je goed gaat kijken, zijn ze eigenlijk misschien niet eens zo moeilijk om te spelen. Maar hij is iemand die ontzettend effectvol schrijft voor de viool. En dus het instrument echt van binnenuit kende. Have you listened to other performances of Vivaldi's Four Seasons? Of course, you have other violinists
naturally
you admire.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny to say. I mean, I definitely think that when Giuliano Carmignola's recording with the Venetian Baroque Orchestra came out, it's been quite a while, I think. But that was a revelation to me. I still remember very distinctly the impact that it made. But since then, of course, it's just one of these things that it works in your mind subconsciously. And now, given the opportunity to do something of my own, it's become completely my own. And I can say that Giuliano Carmignola may have planted the seed for me, but I think for the rest, you know, I mean, the text and the music and the Baroque aesthetic of uncompromising truthfulness, let's say, towards in illustrating, let's say, human feelings or emotions or natural phenomena, like in the Vivaldi. yeah, that's all come together, and yeah, it's become. I can't judge my own version objectively anymore. I can say that much.
Schoenske Sato, die nog zich kan herinneren dat hij Giuliano Carmignola hoorde alweer een tijdje geleden dat diens uitvoering uitkwam. Maar dat was toch wel een openbaring. Er zit nog veel meer in die muziek dan we tot nu toe hebben gedacht. Maar ja, uiteindelijk internaliseer je die muziek helemaal. Het is nu gewoon mijn versie geworden. Ik doe dingen. Ja, daar hoef ik bij wijze van spreken niet eens meer over na te denken. Dat is echt mijn uitvoering geworden. We zullen het zien hoe het gaat straks bij de opname voor olofbach.com, Schoenske. It's only recently that we've heard the news that Jos van Veldhoven will leave the Bach Vereniging as artistic director. Are there any rumors yet about a successor?
Not that I know of. And it's and when somebody like Jos van Veldhoven, who has been the soul, the heart and soul of the Bach Vereniging for 35 years, it's hard. Those are big shoes to step in. Those are not only for any potential opvolger. What is that actually in English? Successor. There you go. Thank you. But you know, it's also for us because I've been here for this is my fourth year. But many musicians here have been here as long as Jos has. So more than 30 years. And so, I think it's going to be. I don't know what to say about that. It's really I think a big shock. I mean. We see that Jos sees the Bach Vereniging as a long continuity, and he sees the big picture of you know having the Bach Vereniging still playing in 100 years, and that's really really beautiful. But at the same time, yeah, he's worked so hard. He's given a piece of his life to the group, and so sad, exciting. I don't know. It's a mix of emotions.
We will wait and see what comes next. Yeah. Schoenske, one last question. Mm-hmm. You've played the Four Seasons at several venues yet at Eindhoven, mm-hmm. Maastricht, Groningen. Mm-hmm. Now tonight at Naarden. Is there any particular place you like to play best with the Bach Vereniging as?
You know,
it comes to the space, the acoustics.
No, if
atmosphere.
I can give a straightforward answer. I mean, Naarden is definitely sort of the home of the Bach Vereniging, so it is special for sure. But at the same time, what I always try to do and is to use any acoustic has its disadvantages and advantages. A dry acoustic is somewhere where you won't have much feedback. Let's say you won't have beautiful sounds coming back to you and encouraging you. But a dry place is also some place where you can hear all the details, and so you can really grip the audience. And the conversely, if it's a very if it's a church with a lot of reverb, let's say, you get a beautiful sound, but sometimes you don't get the details. And so it's I always try to use each acoustic to
and
its
where
best.
Where is your heart? Where do you feel best? In which
oh
place?
Gosh. You know, it depends from day to day. I honestly have felt wonderful in this church here in Naarden. I've also felt uncomfortable here. It really depends from also how tired I am, how energetic I am, what I ate for breakfast, who knows what. But really, it's we're all changing all the time. So hard to say for me. I mean, okay. I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be politically correct where halls are concerned. Not at all. It's just I'm different every day, and we all are.
You are. Schoenske, thank you very much and enjoy the music after the break.
Thank you wel ook voor de vertaling.
Oké. Schoenske Sato, concertmeester, vanavond de solist. En de man die ongelooflijk goed gehumeurd toch een hele zware opgave kennelijk moeiteloos volbrengt.